Joined on the Cornerstone Furniture and Mattress postgame show by the head coach of the North County Lady Raiders, Matt Bradley, after the come-from-behind win, 44-42. That was a very close one, and it took until the fourth quarter to get it, a full team effort in this game. What did you see from the team out in this one?
I was super happy with our defense. I thought we really sat down on defense and guarded the heck out of them the second half. We had I don't know how many turnovers, but we turned it over a ton, I felt like. And I felt like once we got into offense, we were pretty good and fairly efficient. It's just we didn't get enough shots up because we were too busy throwing it to them a lot. And that's a credit to them because AV is really good, I feel like. I was just super proud that we could guard them. I was a little worried that because they're really athletic and they handle the ball really well and put it on the floor, but I thought my kids kept them in front and squared them up and did a really good job and really helped away from the ball. I was very happy with our defensive effort. And then we made enough shots to win. I always tell our kids that if you guard like that, we will kick in enough shots to win, and we finally did.
2 points for Allie Scott in the first half. She comes out and has 15 in the second half, a total of 17 points and 15 rebounds. What did you see from Scott in this game?
Allie's been that way the first three. She's been really good for us. She clears boards for us when we have to have them and has put the ball in the basket really well. So I'm super happy. They did a really good job on Reagan tonight. Like, Reagan's really gotten off for us, and she just didn't get many open looks tonight. But I thought she handled the ball well for us when she had to, when we were in, like, super big foul trouble early. And, man, we just found Allie a lot late.
You said in the pregame show that you would like to use this game as a chance to see what we need to work on.
Yeah.
Free throws, 10 of 22.
Absolutely. We've been that way every night, bud. I don't know why either. We shoot free throws really well in practice, and I don't know. There are nights where we were the same way last night. I think we were 8 of 20 last night, I feel like. The big thing is we're getting them. Like, I feel like we're sticking it inside and getting to the free throw line. We just got to cash in some. I have no idea. I mean, if you guys can tell me how you get kids to make free throws, I'll take those notes and put it into play.
Unfortunately, I can't tell you because I wear the headsets. I'm not the one out there coaching or shooting. I couldn't make free throws in middle school or high school either, Coach. But a big win tonight in this one, a full team effort. You come from behind. What changed at halftime?
Well, nothing really changed. Like, and I got really worried because they got like the first two baskets. Like, I feel like the last minute or two of the first half and the first 2 minutes or 3 minutes of the second half are a big swing. So I always preach to our kids, let's get the first two baskets or let's get the first three baskets here. And then when they did, I got a little worried there for a while. But then after we got our defense cleaned up, we were sticky tonight, I felt like, on defense.
Well, you got the Doe Run tournament coming up in Herculaneum. You are the 3 seed in that field, and you'll play Notre Dame of St. Louis. What do you expect out of that tournament coming up next week?
Well, we've got to be ready to play on Monday. I know Notre Dame's going to be quick. Like, we played them last year up there, and it was a pretty good ball game. Like, they're pretty small, but they're quick. So we'll have to be really good defensively again, and then hopefully we'll not throw it to them as much as we did tonight. And again, that's all credited to AV. They're very well coached and got really good players.